Among the saints commemorated this day are Holy Father Anthony the Great. He was an Egyptian, born about 250 in a village called Quemen el Arons near Hierapolis, after the death of his rich and noble parents. He shared his inherited possessions with his sister, who was still in her minority, made sure that she was cared for, gave away his half of the inheritance to the poor, and at the age of 20 consecrated himself to the life of asceticism that he had desired from childhood. At first, he lived near his own village, but then, in order to escape the disturbance of men, went off into the desert on the shores of the Red Sea, where he spent 20 years as a hermit, in company with no one but God, in unceasing prayer, pondering and contemplation, patiently undergoing inexpressible demonic temptations. His fame spread through the whole world, and around him gathered many disciples whom he, by word and example, placed on the path of salvation. In 85 years of ascetic life, he went only twice to Alexandria, the first to seek martyrdom during a period of persecution of the church, and the second at the invitation of St. Athanasius to refute the Arian's slanderous allegation that he too was a follower of the Arian heresy. He departed this life at the age of 105, leaving behind a whole army of disciples and followers. And although Anthony was unlettered, he was, as a counselor and teacher, one of the most learned men of his age, as also was St. Athanasius the Great. When some Hellenic philosophers tried to test him with literary learning, Anthony shamed them with the question, which is older, the understanding or the book? And which of these is the source of the other? The shamed philosophers dispersed, for they saw that they had only book learning without understanding, while Anthony had understanding. Here was a man who attained perfection, insofar as man is able on earth. Here was an educator of educators and a teacher of teachers, who for a whole 85 years perfected himself, and only thus was able to perfect many others. Full of years and great works, Anthony entered into rest in the Lord in the year 356. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.